The recent rise in housing costs is lucrative for those who rent or sell homes in northern Nevada. But for other residents, the threads of stability are breaking. KUNR's Bree Zender spoke with a math teacher who says she won't be able to afford to live here comfortably any longer.
Jan Lenz moved to Reno 2 years ago and decided to rent an apartment. She planned on buying a house eventually, but since the costs of housing have gone up in the past year, she's decided to pack up all her stuff and move to a city that's more affordable on a public teacher's salary.
I was at Sparks High School, and now I'll be moving to Iowa.
Lenz lived in Iowa before she came here, but she decided to make a change in her life and move west, closer to other members of her family.
2 years ago, I thought it was reasonable when I'd researched and decided to move here, and I was waiting for my house to sell in Iowa, and then prices just kept going up higher and higher.
Jan says the people around her who are moving into her apartment complex are being charged more than she is currently paying for rent, and she suspects her rent will go up too. The average salary for public teachers in Nevada is just over $52,000, according to the State Department of Personnel. And the state schools can offer about $7,500 for home down payments with the Home is Possible for Teachers program.
But $7,000 on a house that's $250,000 doesn't do enough. Doesn't help that much.
Jan is a single mom and is supporting one of her children through college. Many families in northern Nevada require a second income to buy a home. And with the schedule of teaching, Jan says it's nearly impossible to hold a second job for some additional income.
They don't tell you that when you're in school, but teaching is two full-time jobs. You teach full-time during the day, and then at night you work full-time planning, lesson planning if you want good lessons.
When Jan signed her contract for her job in Iowa, she started having second thoughts about moving away, mainly because of the students she teaches.
I always had students after school. And if I wasn't there, if I was gone, they're like, Miss Lenz, where were you? You're supposed to be here.
I asked Jan to read off some of the notes students wrote for her in the pages of her school yearbook.
I'm sorry it was a pain in the butt. You're the only one that'll put up with me. I just wanted to thank you for the year and for the chance to raise my grade. I hope they treat you well in Iowa. Have a great summer. It was just starting to make me cry a little bit thinking about it.
Jan actually tried to get out of her contract in Iowa and stick it out here for another year, but the school in Iowa wouldn't let her. For now, she's finishing up teaching summer school before she packs up and heads back to Iowa. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.